Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to say welcome to another episode of The Sound of Living Waters. I am Job Israel of The Sound of Living Waters, also on the Commonwealth of Israel, also Come and See Ministries. Been a busy person. I want to say welcome to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters. We are in the study of the creation. We are in the study of the earth and the things that belongs to the earth, the things that was spoken of to God, to us by God concerning the earth. What are those things? What are those things? What do they consist of? Well, we've been taking a detailed study of that and taking our time through it. So the thing is, right now, we are going to first get prayed in, amen, and then we're going to get started. Then the title of this one is the third day. It's the creation, forgive me, the creation, third day, part eight. And we're dealing with the trees, the fruit, and the seeds. Amen. But now we're dealing with the physical side. Amen. So, with that being said, if I can ask my brothers and sisters to stand and face Jerusalem, our brothers, if you can uncover your heads, if we can approach the Father, and sisters, if you can cover your head as we approach the Father.
Amen. Amen. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth upon the people that this man was born there, Selah. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 87, verses 1 through 7, In Jesus' holy precious mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 So, once again, the creation, the third day, earth, seed, tree, and fruit this tree. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. That'll be seed, tree. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Seed and tree.
So, we have been in this study concerning the earth. And those things that belong to the earth. And as we've been going through the creation, we really want to take our time in these things. And that those things that belong to the earth, we want to really explore. It's impossible for us to cover everything that belongs to God with this. But what we do want to do is put as much light as we possibly can on these matters. And that is what belongs to the earth. So, with that being said, we're going to ask our family that's listening on Facebook, say welcome also and for joining in. Once again, this is, we're dealing with the creation, the third day, part eight, right? So, and that is to say the seed, the tree, and the fruit of the tree. Physically and spiritually, we are looking at this. So let's start this off. I want to say Shabbat Shalom to my beautiful Rhea, who happened to be reading for me today. Say Shalom, Ms. Levite.
Shabbat Shalom, King Priest. Shalom, family. Grace and peace. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Shabbat Shalom. Ashar Shabbat.
Ashar Shabbat.
Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1, and let's pick it up at verse 9. Genesis 1.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1. And verse 9 reads, "And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself, after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day."
So we see that the earth was brought forth on the third day. Mm-hmm. It wasn't created on the third day, but those things that belong to the earth was brought forth on the third day. So here's the thing. We are going to get into this. What did the earth bring forth? We also seen that the earth brought forth us, or the earth brought forth man, which is on the sixth day. And it's going to bring forth New Jerusalem. Well, New Jerusalem is going to come down from God out of heaven on the ninth day. And God is going to be with man on the earth forever. So we want to be here for that. And we get into that. But right now, we got to deal with the foundations. How are we going to inherit all things and not know what those things will pertain to those things? Amen?
Amen.
So let's go skip down to verse 11. Let's read 11 and let's read 12 again.
Genesis 1:11. "And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so.
Amen.
And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, And the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good.
Okay, so now let's look at that. Let's look at the grass, and let's look at the seed, and let's look at the fruit and those things that belong to it. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2, and let's pick it up at 4. So here come the grass, the trees, and those things physically, amen? 2 and 4, when you receive it, read.
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 4 reads, "These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground."
So we're not dealing with Adam at this point. We are dealing with the earth right now, because Adam literally is in here right now. So let's deal with those things that deal with the properties and the laws that he wrote. And then he also wrote a physical law for us. But continue.
Verse 6, "But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul."
So man is of the earth too. He was created from the earth.
Amen.
So whatever he blessed the earth with, we have. Just like people don't understand, you know, yeah, we may be flesh and blood, but if you don't put any oil or conditioner on your skin, you're going to get dusty.
Amen.
You're going to get ashy.
Amen.
That dust is going to start showing up. In fact, most of the dust that you're sweeping in your house, most of the dust that you're cleaning up in your house is from us. Amen?
Amen.
Hey, Shalom, Israelite. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go and skip down to 16.
Amen. Genesis 2 and verse 16 reads,
"Amen.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely."
And every tree of the garden we were supposed to eat. That includes even now to this day, every tree of the garden we can eat from. And therefore, we're talking about not just physical trees, but also spiritual trees, which would be you and I. You know, we're supposed to be able to eat from all the trees of the garden. That is to say, that's trees that producing good fruit. Now, the other thing is we got to be careful of the trees that's producing good fruit, because we'll get so caught up in that tree and forget that there's also bad fruit there. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to eat that, because that'll make you sick.
Amen.
And some of it can kill you.
Amen.
So even though a tree can bring forth great fruit and good fruit, it also has very, very bad fruit. So you don't want to eat everything that come off a tree.
Amen.
So don't think everything that's coming off a tree is good. It isn't. And that goes for, of course, you and I. Continue.
Verse 18. 17. Genesis 17. "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die."
Now, some trees aren't for consumption. Even though you see fruit on it, it's not for consumption. It'll kill you. And so we see here also there's a tree called the knowledge of good and evil, right? So, and, you know, this is the ongoing debate. Well, it's a tree in the middle of the garden, and or Satan is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm not there. I don't care. I really don't. Those conversations is not going to get me any further than where I need to be going, because I don't want to get stuck in Genesis chapter 2. I need to get to Revelation.
Amen.
So while you guys are talking about this tree, I'm moving on. Amen.
Amen.
So we know that there's a thing called a tree of knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden. And there's a tree called the tree of life in the garden. And he also said that he put cherubims around that tree of life, because we'll figure that out and we will live, you know. And it has to be something to it, you know, because to me, you know, we can create anything. Man has been allowed to create anything in the earth. What do you mean? We've been able to reproduce ourselves, you know, not just physically, but genetically, we've been able to reproduce ourselves. It's one thing we haven't been able to create.
And what are you going to say that is?
Darkness.
That's right.
That's where eternity is at.
Amen.
We haven't been able to create darkness. We've been able to create everything except darkness. Mm-hmm. You can put somebody's lights out.
Right.
I mean, we could knock them out and this, that, and the other, you know, we could turn off the light. But we can't create darkness.
Amen.
And that's what eternity is. So it's sunk to this tree, man, that we even know how darkness was created. Anyway, let's look at this a little further. I'm not getting all off into that because, well, that's belonged to the first day, and I think we went past that already. Go to Genesis chapter 3 and 1, because now you got man on the planet. He ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now he said they eat from all the trees of the garden. So watch this. Watch this play itself out. Genesis 3 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Genesis 3 and 1 reads, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, has God said ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?"
The first thing the enemy is going to do is try to cast doubt upon the word of God. He's going to try to cast doubt on it and have you to second guess your faith. You know, so if you got somebody around you trying to get you to second guess your faith, well, how do you believe in God? You have to be suspect of that, especially if you're already keeping the commandments and the laws and statutes. Some people don't want to see you performing that which is right before God in Christ. Some people, shalom, man. Ernestson.
Amen.
Yeah, that's Ernestson, the babies. Some people don't want to see you serving God. Some people don't want to see you performing those things that belong to God.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they think, even though they may have an appearance of God, they don't want to see you doing that because what you're doing is going to outshine them.
Right.
So they don't want to see you grow. They want you to see them grow,
mm-hmm.
which is, it's kind of, it's really bad and it's really stupid. And I say stupid because you have trees that are planted in a garden and all the trees grow differently. Not one tree look at another tree and say, "Hey, tree, you growing too slow." Or, "Hey, tree, look at me. I'm grown." No, it don't do that, man. It's just, that's not what this is about. We're supposed to let each other grow in our own time. Of course, man is different. We need to one up each other. We need to get the best cribs and the best planes and boats and clothes and things like that, man. And, you know, that's not what God is about. And that's not what this is about. It's about fruit that belong to him and that we need to have at the appointed time. You know, like I said once, I said 1,000 times, don't appear before God with no fruit. Or he going to cut you down. Continue.
Genesis 3 and 1, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doeth know us that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat."
So what is this fruit that they ate? I mean, is it a physical fruit? Is it a fruit that we can buy at the store? Is it a fruit that we can order online? What kind of fruit is it? Let's look at that. Let's go to Hosea chapter 10 and 13.
Amen.
Hosea 10, 13. When you receive it, read.
Hosea chapter 10 and verse 13 reads, "Ye have plowed wickedness. Ye have reaped iniquity. Ye have eaten the fruit of lies. because thou didst trust in thy way and the multitude of thy mighty men.
See that? You read that the other day. He said, ye have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten the fruit of lies.
Amen.
Thou shalt not surely die. That's the fruit of lies. Man been dying ever since. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is that thing. Amen. So he said this, and we trusted in ourselves versus trusting in the Lord. You know, so he said, you trusted in yourself. You ate the fruit of lies. Now you got to pay for it, which is something nobody want to hear from God.
Right.
Not even myself. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, let's go back to Genesis. And now that they ate from the tree, here comes the crime. And well, we're seeing the crime, here comes the punishment. But we're going to read the punishment fall on Adam. Let's go and pick that up. 3 and 17, first. Genesis 3 and 17, because we're not really interested in what he said to the woman at this time. We are interested in what he said to Adam. Amen? So when you receive it, read 3 and 17.
So go to Genesis 3 and down to 17.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back. I was in Hosea.
Mm-hmm.
3, and let's go back to 17. There we go. Genesis 3 and 17 reads, And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life.
Mm-hmm.
Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee.
See that? Now here come the earth, and the earth is what we're talking about in the third day. But now we came from the earth. And so he's telling us thorns and thistles are going to come forth for the earth. The first thing we want to start thinking about is a physical plant. Oh, brothers and sisters, he's talking about people that are pricks. People that'll get you in trouble, will cut you off.
Yeah.
You know, will get you cut off. He's talking about them. He's talking about the wicked. He said, they're going to come up in the earth now because you brought sin into the earth. And the first proof of it was Cain. Continue.
Amen. Verse 19, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return into the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and into dust shalt thou return.
He said, look, he said, now you're going to, on the sweat of your brow, you're going to eat bread. Now, this bread isn't, you know, it could be spiritual and it could be physical. Yeah, work is work. You know what I mean? But the kingdom, which was right in front of us, which was no problem, now has became work. You know, now we got the work to get into the kingdom. Now we're going to be sweating to get into the kingdom because he said the righteous is going to be scarcely saved. So it's going to be work now. And then he said this. He said, For out of it, he said, till thou return to the ground, for out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shall thou return. So he had to speak the resurrection to the dust to let us go. Even though we go back to the dirt, we're going to come back from it. So he had to speak that there, that we was coming back.
Amen.
So he had to speak that there. You know, unto dust thou shalt return. He had to speak to the earth. The earth got to give him back. At an appointed time, we will be given back. Let's look at that. Let's go into 2 Samuel chapter 3 and 1. Because he said this. Thorns and thistles are going to come up, right? Thorns and thistles. What do you mean thorns and thistles, man? He ain't talking about these physical plants. We can easily get rid of those, you know. What is he talking about? Thorns and thistles. 2 Samuel chapter 23 in verse 1. 2 Samuel 23 and 1. Yes, ma'am. When you receive it, read.
Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 1 reads, now these be the last words of David. David the son of Jesse said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel.
Spake. Yes.
The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue.
Come on.
The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And he shall be as the light of the morning, when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds.
Now go to the spiritual side. He shall be as the light of the morning. And also it says, and also without the clouds, he's going to be that bright into the planet. This is the righteous he's speaking of. Read on.
Amen. Verse 4. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun rises, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springeth up out of the earth, my clear shining after the rain.
As the tender grass. There go that law. That's what he said. Let the earth bring forth grass and so forth. Where? From out of the earth. What? They spring forth out of the earth. And after the shining, and a clear shining after the water or rain. Remember now he said not cause it to rain on the earth yet. But here it is. He's saying now the rain, we read the word rain, it means the word of God as well. Continue.
Verse 5. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant.
See, even though you may not, your house may not always be straight, you may not be straight with God. Your house may not be straight with God. Everybody may not be straight with God. But long as you are, you trying to get into the kingdom. I ain't trying to burn for nobody. Rare, nobody.
Amen.
Nobody. If it's anybody's choice to burn in the lake of fire, they would choose themselves not to be burned. So choose life and live. We're not going to stand before God with a choice.
Amen.
Read on.
2 Samuel 23:5 again. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant. Ordered in all things and sure, for this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow.
Come on.
But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands.
The sons of Belial are the thorns and thistles, the wicked, the worthless, those that are trying to get you out of the way of God, those that are stumble you and cause you to sin against him. He called them the children of Belial. They are the thorns. So when he said thorns and thistles is going to come out of earth, he was talking about them, the children of Belial. And he said they go into the fire. That's what happened with grass that's dried up and trees that's dried up with no fruit, not doing anything. He said, they dried up. What you do with them? You set them on fire. You burn them up. And that's what he's going to do with the children of Belial. We don't want to be like that. Whenever we appear before God, we want to have fruit.
Amen.
We want to be fruitful. That's why in the feast days, he said, 3 times a year, all your males shall appear before me. Don't appear before him empty-handed. You better hire you some fruit, or else you're going to be accounted as one of the children of Belial. We don't want that. We don't. Remember now, we came forth of the earth, too. So he's talking to us as we are the trees, too. Read on.
Verse 6. Did I read all the
fine things? Yeah, you read all of that. Okay. Read 6 again.
Okay. But the sons of Belial shall be as all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and the staff of the spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in the same place.
You just picked up the great white throne judgment. Them angels going to come. They're going to be having an armor on. They're going to have a spear. And they're going to pick the wicked up and drop them in the lake. Boom. Just like that. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Ezekiel chapter 2 and 6. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 6. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Ezekiel. Ezekiel. Two and six.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Ezekiel 2:6 reads, "And thou."
No, 5. Read 5.
Ezekiel 2:5 reads, "And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house."
The children of Belial. Read on.
Yet shall know that there have been a prophet among them.
The righteous, the trees with fruit. Read on.
"And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Though barriers and thorns be with thee, briars and thorns be with thee, and thou doest well, dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house."
See that?
Wow, I missed that.
So he's saying the wicked, the rebellious are the thorns and thistles. They the wicked. He told Adam, because of sin, man, you done brought the wicked into the creation. If Adam don't sin, there's no such thing as these people. But they was written in the law that they would exist.
Amen.
If we sin. So God is, he said, a false balance to God is an abomination.
Amen.
So therefore, he had to write another game if we sin. And then he would have to write a deliverance of that sin. So he's saying this, the wicked are the thorns in the thistles. Read on.
You're
in verse 7, yeah.
"And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious."
So he's saying the thorns and thistles are most rebellious. That's them. We don't want no parts of them.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15.
Matthew 7.
Yes, ma'am. Matthew 7 and verse 15. When you receive it, read.
Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15 reads, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves."
Continue.
"Ye shall know them by their fruit."
There it is. They the wicked. They the rebellious. They the worthless. They the most rebellious. How rebellious can you be if you're going to teach people those things that belong to God falsely? Read on.
"Know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles?"
See, we are talking about that, what he told Adam. Continue.
"Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them."
That's what he said was going to happen to the children of Belial. He said they're worthless. They're going to take them up with a spear and drop them in the lake. He said thorns and thistles is coming up in the earth. That's them. He said they also false prophets. That's them. And he said they also most rebellious. That's them. He's talking about them. But he said, be not like them. Be like a tender plant before God. Be a tree of life, not the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The whole idea Satan was deceiving Eve is that he wanted to raise up a bunch of mini hymns. He created a whole lot of mini-me's when he deceived Eve. What do you mean? If I get to Eve, I get to the future because she got the children.
Amen.
Ask yourself this. What's going on in this 21st century? They running men out the house, telling women they don't need a man.
Right.
And then turn them over to the system to raise children without men in the house. Now we got this overflooding of sodomy because children aren't seeing any difference. They don't know what a man look like. They don't know what a man act like. They don't know what a man, how a man go to work, treat his children, support his children, raise his children, teach his children. They don't know nothing about that. All they know is the emotions of a woman. And then they start acting like women because they picking up their characteristics. Then they become effeminate. He knew exactly what he was doing when he got a hold of the woman because he knew that she the one that was going to be sitting there for the future. And that is the future man. So he was creating this world in his image where the world should have been created in the image of God. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Hebrews chapter 6 and 4.
Amen.
Hebrews 6 and 4, when you receive it, read.
Hebrews 6 and 4 reads, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again and to repentance."
It's impossible to renew anybody that's been turned away from the Lord deliberately, wickedly. They made conscious decision, I'm going to be a wicked person before God. So there's no way you can recover them. No matter how, ain't no saving them, ain't no praying over them, ain't none of that good stuff. They just going to suffer the consequences at the end game. God forbid. Our thing is try to get people to pump their brakes now.
That's
because
right.
A lot of us don't even know the difference. But the thing is, if we understand the fruit of a tree, then we can understand that that's the enemy trying to steal my salvation.
Absolutely, amen.
Continue.
Hebrews 6 and 6 reads, "If they shall fall away, to renew them again into repentance, seeing they have crucified to themselves the Son of God."
They don't believe in God. They didn't believe in God. Because if we believed in God, it's one thing to sin. It's one thing to just be out there wicked before God and constantly do the same crap over and over and over again, and then say, "Oh, I believe in God." No, you don't. No, you not. No, you're not going to say, "I serve God." You see, we can't do that. We all got our shortcomings and things like that. But ain't no way in the world a woman going to sit up here and say that I love her every time I see her punching her lights out.
Amen.
She'll sit up and say, "No, you don't love me." And why? Because my fruit is showing it. Action speaks louder than words.
Amen.
I don't care what it is, your action is going to dictate that. Same thing with a thief. A thief is stealing from you. And they say, "I love you, you my brother." But every time you turn around, something missing.
Amen.
They don't love you. They're using you for their own gain.
Wow.
This is that thing. Same thing with a woman or a wife. She says she loves you, but she's sleeping with everybody on the planet.
Right.
She don't love you. She hate you.
Amen.
He said, "You'll know by their fruit." And that's what they are. You can't save these people. They chose this life. They chose to die. You can't save them. Continue.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Hebrews 6 and 7. "For the earth which drinketh in the rain."
There it is. Continue.
"That cometh oft upon it."
That will brought forth the fruit, and that will brought forth the grass, the trees, and the fruit of it, right? Read on.
"And bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiving blessings from God.
See, so they got the herbs and the blessings of God to live. But they chose not to. They chose wickedness over that. I said that we have. Because I'm sure all of us have done something that was contrary to life.
Amen.
Continue. Verse 8.
Matthew 7 and 8?
No, Hebrews 6 and 8.
How did you get to Matthew?
Because you is speedballing.
Hebrews 7 and 8. And here, men that die receive Hebrews 7 and 8.
6 and 8.
Thank you. 6 and 8. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned.
Case in point, that's what he said to Adam. Thorns and thistles is going to come up out of you. And then he said this. But this, he said, but that which beareth thorns and briars is going to be rejected. They're the children of a liar. They're the children of the wicked. They most rebellious. Most rebellious. They not going to hear the word. They not going to receive the word. And neither are they going to repent. Read on.
Hebrews 6 and 9. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak.
He says, thus we speak. Mm-hmm. All right, so now let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 15. Isaiah 10 and 15, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 10. And verse 15 reads, shall the axe boast itself against him that he was therewith?
What? The axe is talking crap to the one that's swinging it? That's what we do when we sinning against the Most High. Read on.
Amen. Or shall the saw magnify itself against him that shaketh it? As if the rod should shake itself against him that lift it up. Or as if the staff should lift up itself as it were no wood.
Continue.
16. Therefore shall the Lord of hosts, send among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory he shall kindle a burning light, the burning of a fire.
Come on.
And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his holy one for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day.
What? He said in one day, what? He going to throw them all in the fire. In one day. That's the great white throne, Jack. And it's going to be over. He said the thorns and thistles.
Amen.
Briars. Mm-hmm. He called them most rebellious. Mm-hmm. The children of Belial. Those that willfully sin against God, he said he's going to throw them in a lake. Mm-hmm. In one day. Read on.
Amen. Verse 18. And shall consume the glory of his forest and of his fruitful field, both soul and body. And they shall be as when a standard bearer faineth.
So it says both the soul and body. That's why he said, you fear the Father who's able to destroy both the body and the soul. Hey, David, shalom, brother. David Young online there.
Really?
There he is.
Are you sure that's David Young?
That's not dude.
Shabbat shalom, David.
I'm
going to
get him, man.
Amen.
We got this. You already know.
Amen.
Look at here. Oh, man, folks, is popping. Oh.
I know. Hallelujah. Happy Sabbath.
Dig it.
Dig it.
All right.
That was 18.
Continue.
19. Isaiah 10 and 19. And the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few, that a child may write them. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are...
No, it said, and the rest of the trees.
And the rest of the trees. of his forest
shall be few.
Yes.
That's the thing. Not everybody going to make it.
Remnant.
It's only going to be a small remnant. That's why he said thorns and thistles going to the lake. Thorns and thistles going to the lake. We got to be careful.
Amen. Amen.
He said the briars and the thorns going to the fire, and he said the remnant is going to be few.
Mm-hmm.
Shalom, Calvin. Grace
Amen.
And peace.
Grace
bro.
And peace. Amen.
Yes, where are we, sis? Let's look at this a little
further. That
was
19.
Let's go back to Genesis 1 and 13. Because he said, now that's the thorns and the thistles, right? So that's the end. But he said, but of the herb, that's what you should eat, right?
Amen.
Okay, so we see the herb is here in verse 19, he said, the rest of the trees of his forest shall be fruit, that a child may write them. Why a child? Because a child don't have sins as an adult.
Amen.
You know, their life's pretty much clean.
Amen.
So, let's look at that. Genesis 1 and 13, when you receive it, read.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 13 reads, and the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament.
Mm-hmm. And he said, what am I looking
you
at?
Genesis.
I think I, let me see. Genesis. Yeah. And that's a no, I don't want to read Genesis 1 and 13. Go to, wait a minute, let me back up a little bit. Genesis chapter 1, and I think I want to pick it up, not at 13, but 12. Yes, ma'am. 11 and 12.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 11 reads, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb-yielding seed.
There it is. Continue. That's the righteous. Read on.
Amen. And the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself.
See, the righteous ain't going to be trying to get people cut off. The righteous is going to be trying to get people delivered, saved.
Amen.
Continue.
And the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day.
Okay, now let's look at this a little further. Okay. Let's go into Malachi chapter 2 and 13.
Amen.
What seed is this that God is looking for? Malachi 2 and 13. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 13 reads, and this have ye done again, covering the altar.
Again.
And this have ye done again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears.
Crying. Again. Right? Again. Read on.
Again. Oh, you're saying again. Okay. And this have you done again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, and with crying out, insomuch that he regards not the offering anymore, or receiveth it with goodwill at your hand.
Amen.
Yet ye say, wherefore? Because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth,
come on,
against whom thou hast dealt treacherously. Yet is she thy companion, and thy wife of the covenant.
Right. Help me. Companion is meat.
Help
me. Read on.
15. And did not he make one? Yet had he the residue of the spirit. And wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed? Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth.
Amen. He's seeking what? A godly seed.
That's right.
He's seeking a godly seed,
right,
man. He not looking for no children of Allah. He's looking for righteous seed, righteous
Amen.
Fruit, something that he can say to the Father, this is here. He want to present you before the Father.
Amen.
You see, so he's looking for a godly seed. Genesis 3 and verse 13.
Amen. Genesis
3
and
13. Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 3 and verse 13 reads, "And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel."
That's the godly seed he was looking for. Something that'll stand before the devil.
That's right.
I mean, you don't take a pounding for doing it. Don't think you're not. You know, and if it was up to him, he would have killed you before you got started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's the thing, man. He said that you... He's going to bruise your heel, but you're going to bruise his head. But this is also speaking of the Christ coming through Eve. You know, like when we was reading earlier about all about Eve, this is talking about her. What do you mean the woman's seed? The woman don't carry a seed. She carries eggs. But this is speaking of her bringing forth the Christ through Mary.
Amen.
And that there would be a virgin birth. You got some of us saying there's no such thing as a virgin birth. The heck it ain't. It sounds like it is right here. She don't have a seed, Jack. She got an egg. Just a little further. She has an egg, all right? Has, not got. She has, corking mother, like, vernacular. Let's go to Isaiah 57:3. Yes, ma'am. Isaiah 57:3. He said, her seed is going to rise up against his seed. His seed is the children of Beliah, the rebellious, the wicked.
Amen.
Her seed is the righteous, amen, the godly.
Amen.
His seed is ungodly. Isaiah 57:3, when you receive it, read.
Isaiah 57:3 reads, "But draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress.
What?
But draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress, the seed of the adulterer and the whore.
What? Mm-hmm. So he's telling you that there are such things as children out here that are children of wickedness, children of sorcery that's into that folly, children of fornication, whoredom, things like that. He's saying, this is what he's saying. He said, read on. He said, draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress, ye seed of the adulterer and the whore. And people be tripping on me because I be doing my lesson. I be calling people hoes. And he just said it right here.
Oh, well, you didn't use the correct word, whore. You whore.
There's a lot of ways you can say it.
Say ho.
You can say ho-ho.
So you want to justify right now that you can use the word ho.
Harley.
Yeah, that's a kind word, Harley.
Is anything kind in a whore?
Okay, baby, we get it, whore. Isaiah 57:4 reads, "Against whom do ye sport yourselves?"
The only person who's going to get offended is a hoe.
You still say hoe. A hoe. You talking about a garden tool?
No, man, I'm talking about hoe.
Okay.
Those hoes.
Yeah.
Anyway, read on.
You just want to say that.
I can say that.
You just want to say, look at that big old smile on your face.
I can say that. The word of God, because he said, Jesus said it. I'm behind that.
Isaiah 57.
Oh.
Isaiah 57 and 4.
Ding dong.
Oh, Jesus.
Read on.
Amen. Isaiah 57 and 4. Against whom do ye court yourselves? Against whom make ye a wide mouth?
So they fronting. They think they own something. They think that they, because they getting away with their wickedness, they going to get away. They front. They sporting themselves against God like, so what? Because they getting away with their folly. They think they don't. They front. They pride is out of control with wickedness. Read on.
Amen. Against whom make ye a wide mouth or draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of transgression, a seed of falsehood?
What? That's why that's what we just got through reading about. He's talking about the false prophets. Mm-hmm. He said the children of Belial, mm-hmm. the most rebellious, those that heard the word of God and those that turned away from the word of God. This here, he said, against to whom you sport yourself. See, they want to sit up here and they want to be talking like, well, hey, who you think you are? This is what the Lord talking about when you reprove or scorn, and you yourself going to get a spot because they're going to turn around and try to rend you. Who the hell you think you are?
Ooh,
you know?
They're
going to
try to,
they're going to rend you. You said you'll receive a spot.
So the Lord told you not to.
No, leave them alone. Let them go to the fire. Forget it.
So if you see that.
It ain't in them to try to fix that
one,
situation.
Twice. After
the
that,
hell with it. Let them burn.
You're seeing that they are, the spirit is scorning.
They did not. They fixed.
Huh?
They've been determined.
Fixed.
They fixed because if they're not listening, I could even say that. Let me reiterate because
you.
They might listen to somebody
just leave
else.
Them alone, right?
They might not listen to you. They may listen to somebody like
that
Charles Stanley.
Or Joel Osteen.
Say it. Or Barney Fife.
Okay, I'll Barney Five. Amen. We stop at verse 4. Let me go back.
Charles Stanley do look like him though. Against whom do you sport yourself? Against whom do you make lie the mouth? Mm-hmm. They sit up there, they be trying to dog you out, and you the one that's really on point. And they talking about you. They dogging you. They trying to make you look bad before men, and they the crust and the scum before God. They the crust and the scum before God. And they try themselves. They sit up there, yeah, that dude this and that woman that. Yeah, you don't know them. You don't know who you're talking to. I say this.
That whore. I'm sorry that just came out.
I was all right. I moved on, but now you put it back there again. No, but here's the thing, though, for real. If somebody sit up there, man, and they got hatred in their heart, and they can talk about somebody else and have hatred for them, they can have hatred for anybody. That includes you. The minute you don't go along with their nonsense, guess what? You next. Read on.
Amen. Verse 5. Inflaming yourselves with idols under every green tree, slaying the children in the valleys under the cliffs of the rock. Among the smooth stones of the stream is thy portion. They that are thy lot, even to them hast thou poured a drink offering, that thou hast offered a meat offering. Should I receive comfort in thee?
What? He said, man, you out here killing the children. Your lies is killing children and everything. Your lies is your lies gonna kill your children, not just any children, yours. And then he said this. He said that shall I be at all inquired of you? Asked Saul. No. Saul went and found him a witch. He went and found him a witch to try to get an answer from God. What he got was real bad news. He woke up Samuel, and Samuel gave him the worst news he could have ever heard. Let's look at this a little further. Mm-hmm. Let's go into John chapter 8 and 37. John 8 and 37. Yes, ma'am. John 8 and 37. When you receive it, read.
John chapter 8 and verse 37 read. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God.
What? See, to whom you make wide the mouth. To whom you sport your mouth, your flesh. Your sister Laura, Devin.
Amen.
Sis.
Shabbat
shalom. Shabbat shalom, Mrs. Young.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said this. He said, to whom you sport in your mouth. And he said, this is what they do. They're going to justify themselves of killing you. And because they're not just going to justify themselves in killing you, she said, Shabbat shalom, baby.
Okay, baby.
And she said, and he's not just justifying himself. I don't know if you can see it, because I can't see everything.
I can't see everything.
Right. So people, if you see and you hit watch this, I just can't, and everything ain't popping up for me.
That's right. Amen. Amen. But Shabbat shalom, sis. Love you. Okay. So you read John.
And he said, chill sales and make wide the mouth. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to tell you about all of your faults, remind you of what you aren't, and then turn around and justify themselves, because they knew John wasn't his father.
Amen.
They knew that Mary was pregnant, and they went into that immaculate birth thing. You got brothers that reading this now and don't believe it. So you know they didn't believe it. That was a shot. Read on.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. John 8 and 42. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me.
That's right.
Why do ye not understand my speech? Because you cannot
hear my word. That's what he said. That's what he told Ezekiel. He said, they are most rebellious. They will not hear you because they will not hear me. Don't count it strange if they're not listening to you.
Amen.
And quite frankly, I'm okay with that.
Me too, babe.
I don't need you to listen. I don't need anyone to listen, because if I got this and I got the truth, I'm set. I'm good. I mean, you know, I ain't saying I'm good. I'm just saying I don't need no cheerleading squad.
Beth, thank you for clarifying.
I don't need no bunch of yes men.
Thank you. He that hears you hears him, and he despises you.
Case in point.
That's right. You don't need to fight. But thanks for clarifying.
Yep.
That's right. Amen.
Read on.
So verse 44. John 8 and 44 reads, ye are of your father the devil.
Told you he had seed. There you go. Now, he's not talking about them being physical seed, but spiritual seeds. So when he said the earth is going to bring forth grass, if the earth is going to bring forth grass, fruit, and the seed of it, he was talking about that too, and also spiritually. He was also speaking physical and spiritual. And now he's telling us, after we just got to reading in Genesis chapter 3, that Satan has seed, and he don't. He's a spirit. People want to say, yeah, well, the devil had sex with Eve, and gave, brought forth a baby, or the devils had sex with women.
Lilith. Okay, never mind.
You mean Lillian Monster?
No, Lilith.
Yeah, the monsters. Monster on the monsters. You know, like Eddie Monster, Grandpa Monster, and Hermione the Monster wife.
Really? Her name was Lilith?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know her name was Lilith.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to say. That's her.
I didn't know her name was Lilith.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to say. That was her.
Oh,
geez.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me. I didn't know her name was Lilith. Okay. Tell me something new. But yeah. No. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will ye do. He was a murderer. Stop, babe. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not.
What was Bewitched Mama name?
Now you just said Andorra.
Andorra. Because they're trying to say that was her, the witch that talked to Saul.
Yeah, I hear that.
Because her name was Endora.
Yeah, I hear
or
that.
The witch of Endora, mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So they try to say that was her that was there that prophesied before Saul. You got to pay attention. When you be hearing stuff, you be like, whoa, they really going hard in this, mm-hmm. You know? And then everybody in that little sitcom, Bewitched, end up dying some kind of really young.
What?
Yeah, nobody lived to be old except for Agnes Moorehead. And
oh, you're talking about the cast.
The characters die young.
Wow, I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay. Read on.
Amen. John 8:44.
I ain't trying to say that's super spiritual spookiness. It just happened to be a real super coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Read on.
John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there was no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
Look, man, if you're a liar, your father's the devil. That's all to it.
Amen.
You know.
So what does that mean? Okay, you said if you're a liar, then you're a devil. So what does that mean when the Lord says that all men are liars? Well, where it's written, all men are liars.
All men are liars.
So, okay, all men are liars.
All men are liars.
Okay, so if you're a liar, your father's the devil.
Right.
Okay, so how do you get
it? Stop lying.
It says all men are liars.
That's true.
And it just says
you. Everybody told a lie. But when you lie to kill someone,
mm-hmm.
when you lie to deceive someone and that's onto death,
mm-hmm.
you know, then you are your father the devil.
Amen.
So, yes, you are of your, yeah, all men are liars. That's true. But when you lying to somebody and you lying to hurt them or to get something from them or to deceive them so that you can perform wickedness with them or around them or on them, you the seed of the devil. Mm-hmm. It's one thing when you lie, like your babies, you know, who opened up my chips? And your child sitting up there with all these crumbs around their mouth. And like, I don't know. And they talking about the dog. The dog did it. You know, stuff like that. That's not where he at. He said, he talking about lies that lead people to death. He said, a murderer. It's a difference. Read on.
Amen. 45, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not.
Mm-hmm.
Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God.
Oh, he didn't want to hear that. Jesus was on fire, Jack. He was letting them have it. You know, and people think, oh, you know, Jesus is... I don't really understand why you could talk to people or you could be in your feelings like that. Or da, 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 da. I'm like,
no, stop and say, Ray, I'll be like, oh, you get out your feelings. Why are you talking like that? Just tell the truth. People say, oh, you think? Yeah, I'm like, hey, why are you talking to people like that? Why are you talking to me like that?
Truth hurts. Truth hurts. You can say what you want. I can say it like this. You know
what?
I really hate to tell you, but you just lying your ass off. And I got the paper right there. Honey. Buns.
Our baby. Where are you at?
Sugar dumplings.
I'm at work. Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting right there. Where are you at again? I'm at work. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
And I see you somewhere else. I'm sitting right there just watching you on the phone. You at work? Yeah, I'm at work.
Oh, yeah, I'm leaving the house. Yeah, the trees don't look like that around the house.
All men are liars.
But, you know, those trees, we don't have them kind of trees around here.
I just went down the street. You walking out the Chinese restaurant.
I got double order.
Did you eat lunch? Oh, no, I ate it. Oh, man, look, I got some Chinese food.
Yeah. I got a double order.
Yeah. But anyway, it's funny.
Yeah.
All men are liars.
All men are liars, but it's that
but
thing.
Right.
It's a different. He said the murderer.
Yeah, I understand.
You're lying to be a murderer.
Yeah, I understand.
Trouble.
I do understand.
Genesis chapter 1 and
47.
Okay, finish 47.
So John 8 and 47.
Mm-hmm.
He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God.
Okay, now go to Genesis 1 and 3. Or 1 and 13.
Genesis 1 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 13, okay, baby. Genesis 1 and 13 says, and the evening and the morning were the third day.
Oh, God.
I know you keep going.
Why? 1 and 13? Okay, yes. 1 and 12. 1 and 11. 1 and 11.
Go back to 11 again. Okay.
Yeah.
Genesis 1 and 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself.
So this is the thing. That's why Jesus said, you making proselytes of yourself that's 10 times worse than you.
Mm.
We don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Psalms chapter 1 and 1.
Psalms 1 and 1?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Psalms 1 and 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Mm-hmm.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
There it is. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's saying, blessed is the man that isn't like that. You're going to be bringing forth fruit in your seasons.
Yes.
Continue.
Amen. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
Come on.
For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
There it is. Why? Because you said they're going to be like thorns thrown in the fire. We don't want that.
No, sir.
Amen. Let's go into Matthew chapter 7 and verse 16.
Amen. Matthew 7.
And 16, okay. When you receive it, read.
Amen.
Almost out of here.
Matthew 7
and
16.
Read. Yes, ma'am.
Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns and of figs of thistles?
Nope. Read on.
Amen. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
Continue.
Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone.
They said, and what for by their fruit?
Wherefore, by their fruit,
ye shall
know them.
Amen. Let's go to Revelation chapter Revelation, is that 21?
That's your writing. Why do you think you can't read your writing?
It is Revelation 21.
Revelation 21.
Let me try that. That can't be it. Proverbs, forgive me. Proverbs 11 and 30.
Amen.
Proverbs 11 and 30. When you receive it, read.
Proverbs 11 and verse 30 reads, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life.
What?
The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life.
That's where we want to be all the time.
That's right.
You want to be the fruit of the righteous. You want to be the tree of the righteous, man. Just bring your forth fruit in its season.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And also bring forth fruit unto life.
Amen.
Let's look at that a little further. Let's go to Mark chapter 8 and 22.
Amen.
St. Mark chapter 8, 22. And look what Jesus says, right? Watch this. St. Mark 8 and 22. When you receive it, read.
Mark chapter 8 and verse 22 reads, and he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. That's correct?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes.
He what?
And when he had spit on his eyes.
What?
You know, I've seen some pastors do that on TV.
Man, you... If they don't receive their sight, they're in trouble.
And he led him out of town, and he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him and asked him if he saw ox. And he looked up and said, I see men in trees walking.
He saw men like God saw them.
Ooh,
either you got fruit on you or not. But he said, I see men as trees walking.
Amen.
You know, like when you're driving or you may be walking down the block and that tree over there look like a shadow that's moving. You know, mm-hmm. Or you know, that tree over there look like it could be somebody standing there. Then you get close and it's a tree.
Amen.
That's what it is.
Amen.
He said, I see men as trees walking, doing what? They either bringing forth good or evil fruit. I see men as trees. Like God see us as trees. We just better be bringing trees, fruit that lead on to life.
That's right.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 25. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell it to any in the town.
Case in point. So now he said this. He said, and he put his hands on his eyes, made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly.
Clearly.
Amen. So let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Luke chapter 13 and verse 6. Luke 13 and 6, when you receive it, read.
Luke chapter 13 and verse 6 reads, he spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in a vineyard. And he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down.
See, we trees, bro, we got time. You got a time window.
Right.
After a while, you just say enough is enough. Either you bringing fruit or you're not. But you taking up space, and it's time to move around. You see, so we got to be careful with that. We have to be careful with that.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 23. He says, so you got 3 years. He gave you 3 years to act right. In the fourth year, you better have some food, Jack. You better be bringing some righteousness. You better be bringing some goods. You better be bringing some act right.
Amen. That's right.
Leviticus 19 and 23, when you receive it, read.
Leviticus 19 and 23 reads, and when ye shall come into the land, and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be as uncircumcised.
See, that's what we just got through reading. He said 3 years, it wasn't no fruit on there, right?
Right.
So we've been in class, you know, we've been baptized 3 years, and we're trying to figure it out. You know, we making all kinds of mistakes, man, preaching the gospel, cutting people off, throwing people in a lake of fire.
Come on now, baby. Tell the truth.
Drop kicking people. we didn't just, everybody we didn't ran into, we made them hate God.
Ooh.
You know, one is because we was uncircumcised, right? Our fruit wasn't ready yet.
Nope, it wasn't.
You know, people sit up there, they know you know God, but you so busy, we so busy being the judge and the executioner, we are missing the whole point.
That's right.
Amen. So we missing the whole point. This is that thing.
Oh, he's watching from Nigeria.
Yeah.
Amen.
My brother, Odin.
Yeah, the lines are open. Baby, that's good. That means the internet is going far and wide. Amen.
Indeed.
Amen. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, brother. Marvelous. Brother, marvelous.
Marvelous. The Sabbath is marvelous.
Hey, man. That's the place to be.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So, he said this, man. You got 3 years to get it right. 3 years to get it right. 3 years. Continue.
Amen. And then I left off at 23.
Well,
I'm going to do 23 again. Leviticus 19 and 23 reads, mm-hmm. And when ye shall come into the land, and shall have planted all manners of trees for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be as uncircumcised to you. It shall not be eaten of.
Come on.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Should not be eaten of.
So nobody shouldn't be teaching it.
Right.
Unless they've been in the word for at least 4 years.
Okay, amen.
That's read good. On.
24 read, but in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise the Lord with song.
So now the fruit's supposed to be able to show forth praises unto God.
That's
read
right.
On.
Amen. 25, and in the fifth year, shall ye eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am the Lord your God.
See, in the fifth year, now we can go forth and we can preach the gospel.
Right.
As kings and ministers and things like that, or minister to God, looking for those things that belong to God, because he can deal with you now, because we mature enough to handle those things that belong to God.
Jesus, amen.
Amen. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelations chapter 22 and verse 12.
Revelation 22.
And verse 12. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 12 reads, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me.
Yes.
To give every man according to as his work shall be.
Yes.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gate into the city.
So that tree of life that was in the middle of the garden that he said there, that he put the cherubims around, it's in New Jerusalem now.
Amen.
He sent it to New Jerusalem.
He sent it to New Jerusalem.
Wherever he did with it. It's in New Jerusalem now.
Amen.
So when New Jerusalem come, that tree of life is going, we're going to have access to it. You see, so, but when Adam sinned against the God of Israel, this tree, we didn't have access anymore. So now when he come back, this tree is going to be open for business. You see? And we want to be a form of trees of life before God in Christ. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9.
Okay, 1 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9 reads, "And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place,
mm-hmm.
and let the dry land appear, and it was so.
Yes.
And God called the dry land earth,
yes.
and the gathering together of the waters called he sea.
Yes.
And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself.
Yes.
Upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, an herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day."
Praise God.
Praise God. That's
so
right.
As we come to that conclusion of the third day, we are now going into the fourth day.
Amen.
So I hope we gave some understanding in the fourth day. And our brothers and sisters that's been listening to the creation, we want to thank you all for your time. And we truly hope we edify someone with this particular precept. Our brothers and sisters just joining us, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio, Sounds of Living Waters, and pick up this creation precept from day one and get caught up. I think there's something in there for everybody, and I think you'll really find some really interesting stuff that God has placed in the creation for us all. So I want to thank everyone on Facebook for tuning in, and we are logged out of Facebook. People that's listening online,
amen,
on Blog Talk. Hold on. Shalom, fam. Shabbat shalom.
Shalom. Amen.
Amen. So, to the fam that's listening at Blog Talk, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you, and we just hope and pray that God is constantly opening up our understanding and things.
Amen.
And so I want to say, and you know, of course, we want to talk to the family around the world, and you know, our little brother always have a little something he like to say.
Amen.
So let's first say to our family that's in the States, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you. Grace and peace in Jesus. And hopefully he will continue to bless our houses, man. Oh, God, please. And our family that's in Canada, peace in Jesus' name to you. Shabbat shalom to you as well. Our family that's in Brazil, God bless you, and thank you for hanging in there and being patient with our foolishness and all this nonsense we've been putting up with in this world, and hanging in with that gospel. God bless you. And our family that's in Algeria, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you, and Shabbat shalom, and peace in Jesus' name as well. Our family that's in Egypt, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you. And our family that's in Kenya, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you, as well as our family that's in Egypt, we want to say peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Uganda, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you, and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household, in Jesus' name. Our family that's in Ireland, welcome back, family. We did miss you, and We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household, our family that's in the United Kingdom. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household, our family that's in France. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household, our family that's in the Netherlands. Welcome back, Netherlands. God bless you. Our family that's in the Netherlands, Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household.
Amen.
Our family that's in Germany, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household.
Amen.
Our family that's in Turkey, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. We just hope and pray that everyone in Turkey is healing. I noticed that disaster has affected everyone there one way or another. So we're just hoping that the healing process is taking place from God. So peace be still in the name of Jesus, fam. Hang in there. We haven't forgotten about you. Our family that's in Russia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace and Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in China, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in India, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Myanmar, we want to say peace to you, fam. Thanks for hanging in there. In the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your time and patience. To you and your household, in the name of Jesus, Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in Vietnam, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you as well. In the name of Jesus, our family that's in China. Did I say China? I did that. Did I say China? Well, peace to you in the name of Jesus again, right? And our family that's in the Philippines, I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And peace to you as well in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in South Korea, I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And peace to you as well in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in Japan, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Australia. I can't even say Austria. I got to say Australia because there's a place called Austria. This is in, I think, Germany, if I'm not sure, or near there. But anyway, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to our family that's in Australia. God bless you, and peace to you and your families, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for taking the time to listen to us. And our family that's in New Zealand, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. In the name of Jesus, and our family that's in Switzerland.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah.
Say Shabbat Shalom to
and
you.
To visit Switzerland.
In the name of Jesus, peace to you and your families. In the name of Jesus, thank you for tuning in, family. Thank you for passing this message around. Thank you for sending this link out. You know, and thank you for putting up with the hood in the hood. No, I'm just saying, the good in the hood. I should say that, right? No, but really, though, thank you. And God bless you, man. God bless the family. Please pray for one another. We're all around the world, and we all come together with this one consent, one purpose, and that is to sit down and have a decent Bible study before God and Christ. And that's all we ask for, man. And then get through the rest of the world, you know, on our day or whatever. But that's all. all this about, man? And if we can come together like this, just know that he's going to gather us together. So it's coming. Look at the world around us, you know. But, hey, before that happens, we still got work to do. In order for us to receive those things that are from God, we got to know what we are going to inherit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. I was trying to make sure I didn't miss anyone.
Wow.
I don't think I did. I think I got everyone. Yeah, I think I got everyone. Okay, well, praise God. Did I get New Zealand? I got New Zealand. I got everyone. Okay, so I got the feel. All right, praise be the Lord. All right, well, with that being said, I want to thank everyone for their time. We hope and pray that we edify someone. Oh, we have a line open. Wait a minute. Hold a second. Right there. Okay. Shabbat shalom, Israelite.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Grace and peace. Grace and peace.
Grace and peace, Brother Joe. Grace and peace, Sister Rhea. I want to say Asha Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom to the family of Israel, you know, and to those listening to the Sounds of Living Waters, Commonwealth of Israel. I'm Brother Keith. I just want to say that, Brother Joe, that was an excellent lesson that the Lord put on your heart, you know what I'm saying? And excellent reading, Sister Rhea. I just, you know, I was looking at it like, you know, when you talk about the fruits, when you talk about the fruits of their labors or whatever and stuff, I mean, I look at it so differently, you know what I'm saying? When you see these people out here, when they out here just saying being an actor or something, so they acting, let's just say Sanford and Son or something like that. So, you know, when you watch Sanford and Son, it doesn't tell the real truth about Sanford and Son, because the man that's named Lamont Sanford, he's not being honest about the fact of the matter. He's lying and saying that he wants a woman, but in real life, that man was with a man. Demond Wilson was with a man, but he portrays, he lies and plays a role to make other people watch what he's doing on TV. Not telling the truth, not expressing himself the way he is, because the way people are out here, they be a certain type of way of the world or whatever, some form of whoredom. They might want a man or they might want a woman, some form of whoredom, you know. And I could understand that, because it's like, well, for these ill-gotten gains, these people are willing to go to the fire for ill-gotten gains. They got a lot of God, and they got a lot of themselves in order to establish themselves. But that was their own choice. They chose to be that way. So whatever a person be out here, that's between them and God. Can't nobody get mad at God, whatever happened to them, because God makes all things possible. So if that man on Sanford's Son wanted to pretend to be a man when he knew he was a man, not only was he lying to God, he was lying to himself, because a real man would know what a man is. Man should not be that way. Either that man's going to choose God or he's going to choose the fire, flat out. So when I seen that, I couldn't understand it, but yeah. And excuse me if I said too much, but extra lesson. God bless you. With that, I close.
Amen, bro. And for the record, Lamont, must have repented because he had a wife and children.
And he's a pastor.
And a pastor.
And
so,
a church.
So praise be the Lord that he found, he has seen the errors of his ways, and he repented from all that buffoonery. So God knows, man. I didn't know that none of that, and I didn't know that had anything to do with the lesson. But I
no,
guess
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about how people make a choice or whatever. That's all.
Okay. All right. Well, amen to that. And thank you, brother. That. Well, hey, I'm spent. Everybody's spent. And we're just going to say shalom, Israel, and we're going to say Shabbat shalom to everyone. And tune in on next Sabbath day. And God willing, we live, man. We can get into the fourth day of the creation. Amen? Amen. So
amen.
With that being said, we want to say Shabbat shalom and to the family. We want to say Shabbat shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters,
read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
As we know, this country was built on the backs of black people. As we know, this country was built on the back of
grace and peace unto the family all listening. Have a blessed day. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Sounds of the Living Waters radio show. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters radio show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things begging. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters radio show. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters radio show. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show.